Jeff Heath is a member of the collective and a volunteer at the library, and he joins me now in the studio. Welcome back to CKAW.
Hi. Happy to be here.
Great. For people who've never been there, what's the range of books and other reading materials that are available in the library?
Well, the motto, our slogan, is that we attempt to be rare, radical, and relevant. So any books that either aren't stocked regularly at the Winnipeg Public Libraries, so in the rare category, radical, so, well, you can interpret that as you will, and relevant. And so, in particular, the Ubuntu Radical Library it's been a lefty library, anarchist, communist, in general, so lots of literature of that sort of nature. And those are the sorts of books that, for the most part, we stock, although there is certain cultural categories such as graphic novels of a radical bent and do-it-yourself section in the library, so which also stems from radical culture. So yeah, there's all sorts of things. It's all over the map. There's a language section too. So.
And is it mostly books, or do you also have magazines and DVDs and that sort of thing?
We do have some magazines and some DVDs. We just recently purged our VHS collection. But we didn't have space for it. We also have a burgeoning zine library, and for anyone that isn't aware, a zine is an independently produced publication, sometimes of a personal nature, often, well, traditionally, it often had like a punk rock or political sort of aesthetic to it. So we have a very large collection. I think we've been surpassed in size by some other zine libraries in Canada, but we, for the longest time, were one of the only ones that lent zines out of our library, and it's quite large and impressive, and provides a really amazing sort of independent publishing history of Winnipeg that isn't preserved anywhere else in the city.
And in terms of ways people can get involved, do you put on workshops or events or that sort of thing?
We haven't done any workshops or events recently, aside from fundraisers, but we do, from the Ubuntu, for the last 4 years, we've organized an annual radical book fair, and that's coming up September 21st to 23rd, that's a weekend, and that will take place on Albert Street as well, 91 Albert, on various floors of the building, and in the parking lot next door, behind the Woodbine. So that's our big annual sort of putting ourselves out to the public event. But we also have done book clubs and study groups and events such as that nature, and movie nights and so on and so forth. It depends what sort of state of flux the library is in. Sometimes we have a burgeoning volunteer base, and sometimes there's just two or three of us. So.
And are you looking for volunteers right now, more people to get involved?
We're always looking for volunteers and new people to get involved. As you mentioned, it's an all volunteer run collective, and we need to have our shifts filled regularly, and there always seems to be lots of work to do in the library, whether it's just like re-alphabetizing or shelving new donations, figuring out the horrible process of how to get rid of old books, which is always very, very difficult. We're not incredibly spacious, so we do max out in terms of space. But if people want to get involved with the library, I'd recommend just coming on down between a Thursday or a Saturday afternoon, 2 to 6 p.m., and checking us out, meeting whoever happens to be volunteering on shift, and there's a fairly simple training sort of initiation that you'll go through with one or two other volunteers. We'll show you the ropes, and then you're on your own to lose yourself in the books, piles and piles of books for hours and hours.
Sounds great. Just wanted to ask you just a bit more generally about reading, because, you know, we've had you on the show before as a cycling activist. And so, you know, as someone who's politically involved in the community, how do you see books and reading as something that's important to support people's activism?
In all sorts of ways, reading for me in my life as an activist and just as like reasonably sane individual is both an escape but also like a way to engage with the world. So I usually have several books going on at once. One or two of them are an escape right now for instance, I'm reading some dystopian fiction, which maybe isn't quite escapist enough. Rather glum, rather grim, I mean, as well as a graphic novel or a comic book. I'm a big fan of always having Calvin and Hobbes on hand for my escapist needs, but also a way of informing yourself about, you know, the rest of the world and the way it works and the various philosophies and constantly challenging oneself and one's own philosophies and previously held views. Because so much of that you just can't get from your everyday interactions with other people. You may need to Google a book and, you know, really dig deep into the nitty-gritty of an issue or of a history or of a whatever it happens to be on whatever the topic is. It's great to challenge yourself and constantly challenge your views and your assumptions, because I think it's really healthy for people to not necessarily have the exact same dogma that underpins their entirety of their life. You should always be questioning yourself. And books really help do that.
Is there anything that's, you know, book or anything else that's new to the library that you're excited about or excited about reading for sharing?
Yeah. One that I recently picked up that I'm going to put in the library in the next week or two is one written by actually a friend of mine from Austin, Texas, named Scott Crow. And the book is called Black Flags and Windmills. And Scott Crow was one of the founding members of the Common Ground Collective, which was a collective of folks that responded to Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans, and were really important community organizers that faced a lot of repression, not only from the state, but also from white vigilante justice matters. And so he talks about the process of forming Common Ground and the struggles that were involved in working with the community there to help people who weren't able to evacuate the hurricane survive post-Katrina, and the ways they did it democratically and very, very effectively, far more effectively, many would argue, than the Red Cross was able to. So, yeah, fascinating book with lots of really good insight into community organizing models and practices and what worked and didn't work for them. And you can draw a lot of parallels between that and, well, if you're doing community organizing wherever you live. So, Black Flags and Windmills, check that one out. It's going to be a new one, I think, in the next couple of weeks.
Well, that sounds great. So thanks for coming in today. It was great to have you on.
My pleasure. Always happy to talk about my books.
I've been speaking with Jeff Heath. He's a volunteer and a member of the Nouveau Radical Indie Library Collective. And the library, if you're interested, is in